Robin Hood Radio presents Agriculture from Tucana Farms. Here's Mark Scherzer.
For the last several months, Peter and I have tried to avoid political themes in our bulletins. Our feeling is that one gets more than enough politics at every turn in these turbulent times, and the farm should be a world apart. But every once in a while, events in the larger polity resonate strongly with our existence as owners of a small farm. And this week, there was one of those. The Red Hen farm-to-table restaurant in Lexington, Virginia, and its request that Sarah Huckabee Sanders leave the premises. What's a small business, one that purveys food to the public, to do? I've been debating with friends for some time now about just how personal the political should become. I've been the one arguing strenuously against friends who think that socially ostracizing Republicans is not only acceptable, but ought to be mandatory if we care about our principles. In part, my opposition to their view has grown out of years of doing advocacy in Albany, where I often found it possible to work with people of opposing political views to pass laws and regulations that improve the quality of lives and public welfare. I found many conservatives to be people of honor and goodwill, who simply have different, in my view, erroneous views about how to allocate responsibility between individuals and the collectivity. But somehow one can find common values and craft acceptable policy remedies. Recall that Obamacare was based on a concept of personal responsibility espoused and first put into practice under a Republican governor of Massachusetts, even if Republicans then, as a political ploy, rejected its adoption as a national rule. But my argument for maintaining social ties despite an ever more vitriolic and polarized environment has also been based in my fear of our country disintegrating into warring tribes, upsetting the delicate balance that has enabled social groups with dramatically different values to coexist since our last civil war over 150 years ago. Ever since President Trump came to power by playing on group hatred and undermining respect for legal institutions and customs, I've feared the unleashing of sorts of forces that can lead a civilized country to vicious chaos, on the model, say, of Lebanon in the 1970s. Why was it then, when I heard the news last weekend of Miss Sanders being asked to leave the Red Hen restaurant, that I felt such a rush of happiness? Why did I smile so broadly? If ever I have experienced a moment of schadenfreude, this was it. Since the incident, among the outpouring of opinion on all sides, I've done a lot of self-examination to determine whether my applauding her ejection meant I'd lost my bearings. I don't think so. The more I've considered it, the more I've come to feel that what Red Hen restaurant owner Stephanie Wilkinson did was brave, wise, appropriate, and an example for us all. As to the bravery, I look at Miss Wilkinson's act from the perspective of our small farm, a very small business indeed. The Red Hen seats 26 people. A party of 8 in the prime 8 p.m. dinner slot on a weekend night is nearly a third of her seating capacity. The members of this administration are known to spend freely on their own comforts, meaning Miss Wilkinson and her staff could have expected payment of a substantial tab and tips. A small business run on a tiny margin can ill afford to give up any business, but she and her staff gave up a very substantial portion of theirs without hesitation. Further, Miss Wilkinson undoubtedly realized the nature of the beast she was taking on. She was excluding the spokesperson of an autocrat, who takes great pleasure in belittling individual citizens and businesses he does not like, and encouraging even physical violence against them. The brown shirt reaction that has ensued against her restaurant, the false negative reviews, including one from Il Duce himself, the demonstrations and ugly attacks which have now closed her restaurant down for the next several weeks, must be very painful, but it is a pain Miss Wilkinson must have known she was risking. As to the wisdom of Miss Wilkinson's act, her decision seems to me to have been judiciously targeted, neither random nor gratuitous. For the first 17 months of the Trump administration, its members, while executing all manner of policy large segments of the country vehemently disagree with, ventured freely everywhere, largely without incident. Sanders' ejection from the Red Hen, like other less polite incidents of shunning and confrontation in the last couple of weeks, were only provoked when the administration had crossed a line from bad policy to gross abuse of human rights in our name. To separate vulnerable children from their parents, traumatizing them as an act of policy, one justified in our president's mind by his perception that these migrants are subhuman vermin, has been met with understandable revulsion and outrage. And Ms. Huckabee Sanders' disingenuous and unfeeling role as defender of these actions, relying on the president's untruths in that defense, has made her a living symbol of all the bigotry against Hispanic people, against Muslims, against transgender people that underlies so much of the administration's policies. In this moment of pervasive anger, Ms. Wilkinson's challenge was to run an establishment where the atmosphere is comfortable, the spirit is convivial, and the service is gracious, the qualities one would look for in a fine country restaurant. While the focus has been on Ms. Sanders, Wilkinson's responsibility is to all her customers. Imagine trying to have a dinner in a small dining room where there's a party of eight dominating the room, and at its center, the public face of odious abuses that have had your stomach churning all week, a presence you cannot ignore. Would watching an enabler of such evil, enjoying herself, while hundreds of children are being kept in cages, separated from their parents, have made for a convivial evening for you? Or would you have spent the evening deciding what nasty comment to make to Sanders, or gotten upset and left? And what about the staff? They called Ms. Wilkinson in precisely because they saw Huckabee Sanders as the voice of bigotry directed at them. How humiliated would they have been having to serve the Sanders party with false graciousness? How would that affect the atmosphere in the room for everyone? Recognizing that at that time, in that moment, Ms. Sanders was a threat to a successful evening in the restaurant, Ms. Wilkinson was wise to remove the threat. As to the appropriateness of her behavior, Ms. Wilkinson was not uncivil. She calmly asked Ms. Huckabee Sanders outside the room, explained why she was asking her to leave, and comped to the table, which chose to leave with her, the cheese course they had already been served. It may have been direct, and it may have been humiliating to Ms. Sanders not to be wanted, but it was not belligerent and was well within Ms. Wilkinson's legal rights. A president who rode into power on a horse of incivility and thuggery, and those enablers who defend his attacks, can hardly be heard to complain about Ms. Wilkinson's manners. Having brought the water to the boiling point, they can scarcely complain about having been scalded. Peter has always agreed with me that the social ostracism of individuals because of their political views is the wrong way to go. Frank conversation with those with whom you disagree can be entertaining and enlightening. But in the unlikely event that we should be asked to supply a nice big order of heritage turkeys to the president's family and Trump Tower at Thanksgiving, very unlikely, since Ms. Sanders' reservation at the Red Hen is about the only sign that anyone in this administration values sustainable agriculture, Peter and I agree that we would decline. Even small business may have to sacrifice to show our leaders that they cannot cross the lines of civilized behavior without risking being excluded from the pleasures of civilized society as well.
Peter Davies and his partner Mark Scherzer are proprietors of Tricana Farms, specializing in heritage breeds of livestock on their 40-acre farm in Germantown, New York. Peter also presides over Tricana Odyssey, in which he customizes cultural tours of turkey for small groups, which he calls an insider's view of turkey. And his third hat is Tricana Gallery of Old and Antique Kilims, which he operates in the Wall Street area of Manhattan. Mark presides over his law firm, Mark Scherzer Law Office, which specializes in health law, also in the Wall Street area. Their farm website? TurkanaFarms.com. Their email, farm@TurkanaFarms.com, or 518-537-3815.